Welcome back. It's midday. I'm Tom Hall. By the way, coming up tomorrow, Governor Larry Hogan has become the 24th Republican governor in the country to discontinue federal unemployment subsidies approved by Congress as part of the American Rescue Plan. Those benefits are due to end for Marylanders on the 3rd of July. We'll talk about that decision with Democratic Senator Jim Rosapep from Prince George's and Anne Arundel counties, and as well a member of the General Assembly's Republican Caucus. That's tomorrow. Plus, we will talk movies with Maryland Film Festival founder Jed Dietz and theater with Midday theater critic J. Wynn Russick. Now, an update on a story that we've been following for more than a year. Despite efforts by local journalists, nonprofits, and a wealthy businessman to acquire the Baltimore Sun from the Tribune Company, it has been sold instead to a New York hedge fund, Alden Global Capital. This is a worst-case scenario nightmare for those who want to see the Sun return to local control, with a focus on local news and financial support that would allow it to provide wide-ranging and thorough coverage. My next guests have both been involved in the effort to purchase the paper. Liz Bowie is an education reporter for The Sun. Matt Gallagher is the head of the Goldsecker Foundation. They join us on Zoom. Welcome to you both. Liz, let me start with you. What does it mean to you and your colleagues in the newsroom at The Sun that your owners are now Alden Global Capital?
I think it's very discouraging for us because we believe that the city will not have the same level of journalism in the future. Immediately after the purchase, a couple of weeks ago or a week ago, the company offered a buyout to every journalist in Tribune Publishing Company, which was a clear indication that they want to immediately reduce the staff.
And Matt Gallagher, where do things stand from your perspective? Is there still a possibility that the paper could be purchased from Alden Global Capital by another entity?
Sure. Stuart Bainum remains very interested in purchasing the Sun, and there continues to be a strong group of stakeholders, business leaders, community leaders, foundation leaders in Baltimore who value local ownership of the Sun and who are willing to support such an effort.
And your foundation is one of them. You're on record as, being willing to support either the purchase or both the purchase and the sustaining of the Sun in whatever form. Do you have a sense that the Tribune Company, for whatever reason, decided to wait until do you know why the deal fell through? It seemed like it was very close that Mr. Bainum had assembled a group of people from around the country who were going to take over the individual papers in their communities in Allentown, Pennsylvania, Orlando, Florida. There was a big one, a Swiss billionaire, Hans Vorg, this is his name. He was going to take over the Chicago Tribune. That fell through. But what is there any emphasis or any incentive now on the part of Alden Global Capital to sell this one property to Mr. Bainum and a consortium of nonprofits?
Yeah, well, I mean, Alden Global Capital has not historically been the most transparent, operator of newspapers. And dating back to 2020 and even before that, there have been multiple efforts, both here in Baltimore and then in some of the other markets that you've referenced, to purchase the local newspaper. I had direct conversations at one point with Terry Jimenez, the CEO of Tribune, and there's a reluctance and a hesitancy to sell the individual papers. And there's an extraordinary premium that they have tried to levy, for local buyers. The difference with Stuart Bainum was he was operating on a scale that they had to take him seriously, and he had the resources to compete for the entire company. And that type of leverage that he created, brought Tribune and Alden to the table. And while disappointing that the transaction wasn't completed, In terms of, you know, Mr. Bainham's effort for the whole company and then also his effort individually for the Sun, it doesn't preclude that from happening, you know, at some point in the future. And, you know, I, for one, remain optimistic that there's still an opportunity that the Sun can be acquired and local control restored.
It's Midday. I'm Tom Hall. We're talking about the future of the Baltimore Sun and the future of local journalism with Matt Gallagher. He is the head of the Goldsecker Foundation here in town, as well as with Liz Bowie. She reports on education for the Sun, and she's involved in the leadership of the Newspaper Guild. If you'd like to join our conversation and give us your take on the future of local journalism and the importance of local ownership of the Baltimore Sun, 410-662-8780. Our email, midday at WYP. PR.org. You can tweet us at midday, WIPR. And Liz, Mr. Bainham made it clear that he wants to, you know, have the Baltimore Sun come to local ownership, to his ownership, and then he would start a nonprofit board of directors that would operate the Sun at a very different business model than it currently has. Originally, he started trying to just buy the Sun, then all of a sudden became he was going to buy the whole company. Can you give us a little thumbnail sketch of why that deal fell through? I mean, what was the hang-up? We heard about service agreements, for example, being part of the barrier to that deal not happening. Can you tell us what those mean and why it fell through at this particular stage?
Sure. There were two moments at which the deals fell through. The first time was because he was going to purchase the paper for $65 million, but there was going to be 5 years after that in which he the nonprofit would have to pay fees back to Tribune Publishing Company or Alden at about $12 million a year, so that we could continue to operate. That was way too far into the future. These service agreements essentially are the back-end systems. So you can buy you could buy the Sun today and not really be able to put out a paper tomorrow because you don't own the platforms that we write and publish on to the website. You don't own the software that operates the presses, and on and on. There's not an HR department in Baltimore. There are a lot of systems that are now sort of connected to all of the other Tribune papers. It would be reasonable to think that maybe 2 years of that would be necessary to sort of extract us from Tribune, but certainly not 5 years. And I think Stuart Bainham thought that $12 million a year was probably a little high price to pay. So he backed out of that or said, you know, that's not a fair negotiation. The second time was when the Swiss billionaire from Wyoming agreed to partner with Stuart Bainham to buy the entire company and then pulled out. If there had been a buyer for the Chicago Tribune, who could have partnered with Stuart Bainham, then we would have had a deal to buy the entire company. And that would have been remarkable because we could have gotten sort of all of the newspapers in the chain, independently owned, locally owned, and often in nonprofit status, which would have allowed all of the profits that we're now earning to go back and be reinvested in the journalism that's so important for their communities.
And Matt Gallagher, does it surprise you that in the city of Chicago, which certainly has more than its share of very wealthy people and entities, that nobody stepped up to buy the Chicago Tribune? As Liz says, had that happened, this deal could have gone through and Baltimore's paper would be like the others, you know, back in local hands. I mean, do you have any understanding as to why, after this billionaire from Wyoming, Mr. Viss, decided that he got cold feet, why nobody else in the entire city of Chicago stepped up?
Yeah, Tom. You know, frankly, it was surprising and it was terribly disappointing. You know, that was the gap in the bid, and Mr. Bainham, who you know, went from a $65 million investment to buy the Sun to a $300 million commitment, you know, $200 million in equity and $100 million in debt. He extended himself, you know, remarkably to try to complete this transaction. And really over the course of the last year, you know, really quality, you know, civic-minded buyers were identified in almost all of the other markets, and Chicago was the only gap. Philanthropic leaders here in Baltimore went to great lengths to reach out to peers in Chicago. Well, peer might even be a stretch. I mean, these are foundations that are quite a bit larger than the foundations of Baltimore. We spoke directly to business leaders, civic leaders, and you know, consistently, we just ran into people who were not interested. And it's very, very disappointing when you see, you know, leaders rallying in other cities, whether it was Hartford or, you know, Norfolk and Orlando and Fort Lauderdale and Allentown. You know, we were talking to local presidents of community foundations. We were talking to the heads of the chambers of commerce. And you know, universally, everybody understood how important their paper was in terms of, you know, chronicling the life of their region, but also the incredible importance that the journalist and the other employees have. This is a very significant economic development issue in all of these communities. And there's a compelling argument to be made about the importance of, you know, retaining those jobs in those regions.
Matt Gallagher is the president and CEO of the Goldsecker Foundation. He's been an active supporter of the Save Our Sun campaign. Liz Bowie covers education for the Baltimore Sun. She is in the leadership of the Guild, the union that represents some of the Sun workforce, and she is, of course, also active in the Save Our Sun campaign. We will have more with our guests on the other side of a quick break. We'll try to get a couple calls if we can. 410-662-8780, our email midday@wypr.org. I'm Tom Hall. Stay with us.
You're listening to your NPR news station, 88.1 WYPR.
Welcome back. It's Midday. I'm Tom Hall. We're talking about the future of local journalism and the Baltimore Sun. By the way, WYPR itself has been in the news lately for a story about media consolidation. Just this week, it was announced that subject to FCC approval, WYPR will be acquiring the license for WTMD Radio, which is currently owned by Towson University. I'll be speaking with WYPR President and General Manager LaFontaine Oliver here on Midday about that news in a week or so. But we are talking, as I mentioned, about the Baltimore Sun, the possibility of a new model, a nonprofit model for the Baltimore Sun, or perhaps even a completely new nonprofit entity that would be funded by Stuart Bainum, a wealthy businessman, along with a group of local foundations. My guests today are Liz Bowie, she's a reporter for the Baltimore Sun, and Matt Gallagher, the president and CEO of the Goldsecker Foundation here in town. Both have been active in the Save Our Sun campaign, an effort to return the Sun to local ownership. Liz, the profit margin, as I understand it, by that Alden Capital is now expecting from the Baltimore Sun, just this paper in particular, is somewhere in the vicinity of 12 to 13%, but they want a 20% return on their investment. This is a good bit of what's behind the move to offer a buyout to reduce the size of the payroll of the Baltimore Sun. You've been offered that buyout. People who've worked there for a long time like you have, or people who've worked there for just a year or two. Talk about how you and your colleagues are making a calculation as to whether or not to accept that, the terms of this severance. And the deadline, as I understand it, for you to tell Alden whether you're interested or not is next Tuesday. Does something have to happen with the Sun and Stuart Bainum between now and next Tuesday to influence your decision one way or the other? How are you approaching that very difficult decision?
I don't think that there will be enough information for any of the journalists at the Sun to factor in what's going to happen to the paper or another entity forming before the decision on Tuesday. I think most people in the newsroom are leaning towards staying. I would say very few, I've heard very few names of people who will leave. I think for many of the young journalists, there just isn't enough money offered to make them financially secure, to feel secure enough to leave. And I think for a lot of the old timers, there is a realization that the time frame is so short that you wake up on June 19th without a job and not a clear understanding where what you do afterwards. So I think very few people will end up taking the buyout. And I think maybe that the next step will be layoffs.
And Matt Gallagher, the idea is also on the table, and Mr. Bainum has spoken about this, although he's not spoken publicly. We, of course, asked him if he wanted to appear on the show today. His folks told us that he's still under a non-disclosure agreement having to do with his negotiations with the Tribune that I guess are still ongoing. I happen to know that he is consulting today with people knowledgeable about how to run nonprofit newspapers. So he's still very actively involved in this. But what about the possibility of not buying the Sun, but simply starting a whole new entity, an online, you know, journalistic entity that Mr. Bainum would fund? How do you rate the chances of something like that happening and succeeding?
Well, it's a real possibility, Tom. You know, having met Stuart and gotten to know him over the last few months, I can personally attest to his extraordinary commitment to local journalism and to Baltimore. And here's someone who was willing to commit, you know, tens of millions of dollars to buy the Sun. And he's been pretty clear that he intends to invest in local journalism in this market. And I think the question that remains to be answered is, what form is that investment going to take? You know, I think many of us still hope that there's going to be an opportunity to transition this, you know, legacy institution, the Baltimore Sun, to invest in it, to modernize it, to, you know, reflect kind of a modern media company and newspaper. And I think Stuart would be an extraordinary person to kind of shepherd that process. But if he decides to enter this market in a different way and compete, you know, he's going to have an incredible amount of resources, and he's going to have a lot of support both locally but nationally as well. People are following this very closely. And one of the things that I found particularly encouraging since I've become involved in this and more knowledgeable about it are there just some amazing people around the country who want to see this operating model be successful. They're collegial and they share information very generously. And they are people who I think have come to realize that we need to have different return expectations when it comes to media and journalism. That a hedge fund, you know, expectation of 20% is not really going to serve the public very well, particularly when it comes to local news.
I would just add to that, Tom, that I think the journalists at the Sun would really welcome any effort by Stuart Bainum to do, you know, invest in local journalism, and we would be eager to take part in that and to join him. I think many reporters in the Tribune company are just really tired of this endless cutting and lack of investment in what is going on. It's not just because we care about it. It's because it will hurt our communities. It has hurt our communities. And the city deserves so much better than what it's getting now. And it can get that. And there's a real crisis nationally in local news that needs to be identified and talked about more and more. It's not just a problem for the journalists who are losing their jobs. It's a problem for the cities that won't have the resources and coverage that they need.
Absolutely. And Liz Bowie, when it comes to the specter of layoffs, which is scary on all sorts of levels, what are the union protections that you and your colleagues have? Who is not protected? And the situation with the union at the Sun is, as I understand, a little bit different than the situation at some of the other papers. But what's the role of the Guild in this scenario?
The Guild, as we speak, is negotiating the buyout, literally right at this hour. The layoffs would happen by seniority, so the last hired would be the first laid off. All of the reporters in the Sun are covered by the union. None of the editors are, so they are at will employees, and they can be laid off at any time. They also have been offered the buyout.
And Matt Gallagher, when it comes to the cost of starting a whole new entity, you mentioned that the cost of buying the Sun is about $65 million. Do you have a sense of what it would cost Mr. Bainum and you and other foundations around town to start something from scratch?
You know, it's a tough question to answer, Tom, because it would completely depend on how quickly you ramp up. You know, if you print, if you go digital, if it's a hybrid, you referenced, meetings that are happening right now. You know, there are opportunities that could potentially present themselves in terms of partnering with local TV stations, local radio stations, affiliations with some of the other, news sources in the region. It's a long way of saying it depends. But if you have the financial wherewithal to buy the Baltimore Sun at a price of $65 million, you have the financial wherewithal to compete vigorously in this market.
Let's see if we can get one quick call. Judith in Baltimore, welcome to Midday. We got less than a minute left. What's your quick question?
Is there anything that an average citizen of common means can do to support the formation of a nonprofit or separate entity?
Thank you. Liz, what do you think?
If it's formed, subscribe. That's what we need. We need subscribers.
So it starts with subscribing. And then, Mac Gallagher, we've got a number of other foundations. Already the Able Foundation, for example, funds the Baltimore Brew. So there are some others involved in supporting local journalism. But it's your understanding that there are other foundations besides yours who would be very interested in participating in some sort of project to either buy the paper or start a new thing. Is that right?
Absolutely, Tom. And I've confirmed that personally with a number of well-resourced foundations and civic-minded donors in the Baltimore region. The interest is there to support this.
Matt Gallagher is the president and CEO of the Goldsecker Foundation. He's been active in the Save Our Sun campaign. Liz Bowie is a reporter for The Sun, part of the leadership team of the Baltimore Newspaper Guild. Thanks to you both. Really appreciate it. Good luck.
Thanks, Tom.
Yeah.
That's it for us today. Coming up tomorrow, reaction to Governor Larry Hogan's decision to stop offering federally subsidized unemployment benefits to Marylanders as of next month. Plus, Jed Dietz will recommend some movies for weekend watching, either in theaters or at home. And Jay Wynn Russick will review Pipeline at the Everyman Theater. Coming up next here on 88.1, it's Here and Now. Don't forget to download the Daily Dose, WIPR's compendium of local news, and also check out the Chesapeake Connect podcast, a series of conversations that I host with local leaders about the importance of regional solutions to challenges faced by our jurisdictions. I'm Tom Hall. Thanks for being with us. Have a great day.
You're listening to your NPR news station, 88.1 WIPR.